Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today we're going to be discussing Maseches Chagiga Daf Chafez, and the topic is, when do we apply the Kula of Shvoferes Hanod, which we'll be explaining as we get through the Gemara. In order to begin, we have to go backtrack a little bit to Daf Chaf Amad Beis and start the Mishnah. And the Mishnah lists 10 or 11, depending on how you understand it, differences where we're more makpid and more strict by the purity of kachim, loosely translated as karbanos, than we are over truma, which is the produce that we give to a kohen. It's usually 1/50th on a Torah level of, or it's 1/50th at the Chachamim or Mishayer, and on a Torah level we give it on Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, grain, wine, and oil. In Rabbanon we give it on fruits and vegetables also. So we say that Chomer B'Kodesh Mei B'Truma, Kachim have a lot more stringencies than Truma, and the first stringency is Shemat Bilim Kalim B'Soch Kalim L'Truma, that when it comes to Truma, if one had a Kli that's Tahar, and you stick a second Kli that's Tamei in that first Kli, in other words, let's say you take a gigantic pot, and you have a smaller pot. The gigantic pot is tahar, and the smaller pot is tame. And then what you want to do is you want to take the larger pot and dip it into the mikvah with the smaller pot in it. So the Mishnah says that it's going to work like truma. That's okay when it comes to truma. We're makel in truma. Avalo l'kodesh, we're not going to be machmir when it comes to kodesh. Why is this so? So if we flip ahead to we're brought down to the Shita of Rava, and Rava is going to say the following. Rava Amar, Midaseif Havi Mishim Chatzitza, Reisha Lav Mishim Chatzitza, Vereisha Hainu Taima. What is the reason that the beginning of the Mishnah, this first case which we spoke about, dipping a Kli, Basel Kli, taking a Tame Kli, and putting it in a Tara Kli, and the reason why I'm mentioning this is because the Gemara on Chafez and Medbez is very specific, Chafez and Medalef is specific about this, being the case of the Mishnah. So the reason why you're not allowed to do this is Gzera, we're concerned, Shelo Yapil Machtin Vitzinoros, that a person won't take little needles or little forks, Bikli She'in Bo'etiv Kishvoferes Hanod, and stick it in a Kli or utensil whose mouth is not as wide as Ishvoferes Hanod, type of tube, Kidisnan, as the Mishnah tells us, Erev Mikvaos Kishvoferes Hanod. If one wants to combine mikvahs, we will get to that, as that's going to be the crux of the shir. We're going to get to exactly what that means, but as far as combining mikvahs, you're able to combine mikvahs only when the tube that is joining both mikvahs is as wide as a shvosferes hanod. And what is that? Ki overa, its width, ukichachala, and its the volume inside is kishtei etzbaos hachozos lemekoman. When you have two fingers that you can totally move around completely. You can rotate those two fingers. So if you stick two fingers inside and you're able to rotate them completely all around, then you know your tube is wide enough. If the tube is not wide enough, then it's not going to work. So this is what the Mishnah says, and Rabbah says again that if we allow you to use one Kli inside of another Kli, so we're afraid that one might think that just like you can use any Kli as far as that's concerned, okay, so if you can use, let's say, one might take a Kli with a pretty small opening. Let's say what we would call like a standard 16-ounce water bottle. A 16-ounce water bottle is not wide enough for a person to stick those two fingers in. It's definitely not wide enough to be Kishvoferes Hanod. So let's say a person wanted to take a couple of needles or a little small little fork and stick it in that bottle and stick that bottle in the mikvah and put the Kli, you know, and put for Truman and stuff like that. So we're afraid that if we allow that, a person might think that that is considered to be a good enough chibur, and a person might go ahead and use that to combine two mikvahs. So in light of that, that is why we are gozer that you're not allowed to do a kli b'sol kli. Of course, the Gemara later on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph mentions that if you do have such a kli where this possibility is non-existent, where you will not have this, and the case the Gemara brings down is a salon agar gutni, so in that case, the concern of Rava would not be there. Okay, so let's speak about this idea of combining mikvahos, what we call Erev mikvahos, in terms of Shofar HaSanot. So when do we allow to do this? When are we allowed to say that you're able to combine mikvahs. So the first thing, the first place to look is, let's look at Rashi. Rashi on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the second to last Rashi, tells us the following. We have to look at the Rashi carefully, and we have to be dying from Rashi carefully, because without a close reading of Rashi, we're going to miss the point that Rashi says. Rashi tells us, Erev mikvahs. Mikvah chaser bitzad mikvah shalim. When you have an incomplete mikvah next to a mikvah that is complete, meaning we know that min hadin, a mikvah needs to have 40 saws. That was something that was learned out at the end of the first parak on, I believe it was Daf Yud Aleph. Let me just go back to it over here. Yes, it was Daf Yud Aleph, which tells you that, again, where does the idea of 40 saw? So it was one of the things that was not explicitly said in the Torah, but it says we need 40 sa'ah, which is the amount of water held in an area, or in a volume of, the volume of water that is contained in an area that is 1 by 1 by 3 amos. Okay, so that's where we get the idea of the 40 sa'ah. So Rashi tells us, if you have a mikvah chaser, one mikvah that's lacking 40 sa'ah, bitzad mikvah shalem, next to a mikvah that has 40 sa'ah or more, v'hatzinor b'neihem ha-mechabron, and you had decided to take a pipe or a tube and use that tube to bring water from the first mikveh to the second mikveh, which would, in effect, combine the two. So there, the Mishnah says, im yesh b'rechovo k'shofer esanot, it's going to be good. So what does Rashi tell us? Rashi tells us that the hefter only works when you have a mikveh shalim next to a mikveh chaser. Meaning, this hefter will allow, will only work when the water being drawn is coming from a complete mikvah. But if, let's say, for example, you had two mikvahs that are incomplete, let's say each one, let's say, had 20 sa'ah of water, or 25 sa'ah of water, so in that case, one might think, hey, I have an idea. I have two, basically, half mikvahs. Let me go ahead and take a shofaras, and let me combine the two, and then I'll have one big mikvah with two little compartments. According to the reading of this Rashi, it's not going to work. Because this Rashi tells us, again, it's bedavka when it is a mikveh chaser, bitzad mikveh shalim. That is when it's going to work. But if it's not a mikveh chaser, bitzad mikveh shalim, i.e., that we're dealing with two mikvahos that are chaser, in that case, the mikvah, the Erev mikvaos is not going to work, and we would have a problem. That's the understanding of the Rashi in front of us. It happens to be that the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, which is Mikvaos Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin, let's get it right over here, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. So if you look at some of the Mefarshim of the Mishnah, I'm going to read to you what the Bartanura says. Bartanura says a little bit different than Rashi. Look at the Bartanura says. Bartanura says, first of all, quotes, Mikveh chaser shebitzad mikveh shalim. That is Rashi. Inami or else, b'zeh esrim sa'ah u'v'zeh esrim sa'ah. In each mikveh they have 20 sa'ah, which, again, is only half a mikveh. U'misarvin hamayim derech charetz o nekev. And the water can combine either through a ditch or through a hole. Shi'uro litzarfon u'ach shiron, the shear of the hole to combine them and to validate both mikvahs is kilu sheish b'kol echad arba'im sa'ah, that if that each one has 40 sa'ah in it, that would be kishvoferes anod. So clearly, the Bartanura, and this is also brought down in the name of other mefarshim in the Mishnah, tell us that this heter of erev mikvahs is going to work even if both mikvahs are pasul. Now, it sounds like we have a machlokas between Rashi and the Bartanura. The Siach Yitzchak, one of the Achronim on the Masechta, tells us, however, there's actually no machlokas at all. But rather, Rashi is coming to exclude a totally, totally different case. What case is Rashi coming to exclude? Rashi is actually telling us, yes, a little bit of a chumrah, but it's not the same type of a chumrah that you thought. We would think that the chumrah that Rashi was telling us is that you can only do this by a mikvah that's kosher, and that you would need a kosher mikvah to allow this heter. Comes the Siach Yitzchak and says, that's not what Rashi, but if you have two pasul mikvahs, it can't work. That's not what Rashi is doing. Rashi is telling us the following. In Hakanami, Rashi will be maskim and be mode to the halacha, where if you have to 27 mikvos that those can be joined together by each papyrus and node. Rather, Rashi is coming to bring the following chiddush, and Rashi is telling us that when do we need shofaris hanod? When the first mikvah is kosher min haTorah, and the second mishnah is second mikvah is pasul min haTorah. But if you have a case where the first mikvah is kosher min haTorah, i.e., it has 40 sa, and the second mikvah is pasul midirabbanon, i.e., let's say it has 40 sa'ah of mayim she'uvim, water that had been drawn. Get to that in a second. So then you wouldn't need shofar sanod. It's not that shofar sanod wouldn't work. It's that you don't even need shofar sanod. So if you don't have shofar sanod, it's not going to work. It's that you don't even need shofar sanod. But rather, it's enough just to have a kol shehu, the slightest little opening. That will be enough to combine it. Meaning the requirement that Rashi is telling us, the requirement of shofar sanod that only applies when the psul of the mikvah is min haTorah. But if the psul of the second mikvah is midrabanan, and you want to take that second mikvah and combine it to a first mikvah, in that case, you're allowed to even have something which is less than a shofar sanod. And that is how Rashi is explained. So really, according to this, we don't really have a machlokas between Rashi and the Mefarshei HaMishnah. But rather, we would have them in agreement, just Rashi is focused on a different case. It's brought down the name of the Rosh in Hilchos Tevila, which is actually found, in Hilchos Mikvaos, which is actually found in the back of Maseches Nida, that the Rosh would tell us that when you have a situation where 40 sa'ah is in the second, 40 sa'ah of the second mikvah, where the second mikvah contains 40 sa'ah of mayim she'uvim, you would also need shofar sanod. Interestingly, though, Rush goes on to say that if your second mikvah has, let's say, 3 sa'ah of mayim she'uvim, 3 sa'ah of mayim she'uvim, so then you wouldn't require the shofar sanod. And again, the question is, why is this? And the Shach explains, because he's like, before we ask that question, why is it it seems that the Rush is inconsistent? What is the difference between having the second mikvah having 40 sa'ah of mayim she'uvim versus, let's say, 3 sa'ah of mayim she'uvim? And the Shach explains that really the Rush is in agreement with Rashi in principle. See, one might think that the Rush is disagreeing with Rashi. How do we think that Rush is disagreeing with Rashi? Well, Rashi says first mikvah has 40 sa'ah of Megishamim, good water, and the second mikvah has 40 sa'ah of Mayim She'uvim, you don't need a shofar sanod. The Rush would say you do. So one might think that the Rush is going to say that everything is a shofar sanod. But on the other hand, you might tell us that, you see, the Rush says that if you have something which is only 3 sa'ah of Mayim She'uvim and the rest is a Megishamim, that would work to have less than a shofar sanod. So the Shach in Yerodeya, Simon Rashid Aleph, Reish Aleph, tells us that, really, the Rush is in agreement with Rashi in principle. And the idea being that, if we're talking about a psul deoraisa, you need shofar sanod. If it's a psul midrabanan, you don't need shofar sanod. The difference between Rashi and the Rush is how they view the psul of arba'im sa'ah of mayim she'uvim. According to the Rush, the psul of arba'im sa'ah of mayim she'uvim is a psul mideoraisa, and consequently, because it is a psul mideoraisa, you would need to have at least the size of a shofar sanod. According to Rashi, since we're only dealing with a psul de rabbanon, so you wouldn't need that requirement of shofar sanod, but rather even a kol shehu could be used to fuse and to join the two mikvahs together. Kol tuv, have a wonderful day, stay safe, and be well.